So here's a summary of what we've discussed in our threats to biodiversity caused by climate change. We've talked about altered phenology of organisms, that while organisms can tolerate climate change, they may have to alter their reproductive cycles either through the earlier onset of spring events that we've seen, including longer growing seasons. And it's unclear what the long-term impacts of this could be. On the one hand, you could find some climates becoming more hospitable to, say, tropical species that could potentially spread northward, but we're also seeing a disruption in ecological interactions that could result in species extinctions. We also see range shifts of species, particularly poleward and upward toward cooler climates, as climate envelopes shift in those directions. We see altered disturbance regimes due to increased frequencies and intensities of disturbance like fire, drought, and flood. And that can have synergistic impacts that result in pest outbreaks, the spread of some invasives, and biological homogenization. In the ocean, we see ocean acidification, as we just discussed, and the loss of calcifying organisms, including the keystone species of many systems in the marine realm, like reef corals and plankton like pteropods. We also see pH-dependent physiological and behavioral changes in fish that we didn't really talk about much, but then can again result in cascading trophic effects. And the deoxygenation of aquatic systems, which is the widespread incidence of anoxic zones where no life can survive. And this is a frightening, has frightening implications for the future of food security and for the future of marine biodiversity. And we've seen biome shifts, the expansion and contraction of biomes as climate changes. Tundra is retreating as boreal systems move north. Coastal ecosystems, which we didn't talk about too much, but they are suffering from sea level rise, being pushed inland, possibly encountering human-dominated systems where they simply can't spread. Rainforests are contracting as droughts and fires prevail. Montane ecosystems are shifting upward and potentially being pushed off the tops of mountains. And coral reefs are perhaps under the greatest threat of all from climate change, as we see vast coral bleaching due to warm seawater temperatures and the degradation of the very structure of reefs due to ocean acidification. So again, not a very rosy picture here. We will eventually talk about solutions, but it's important that we think about all these various impacts of climate change and how they might work together to impact biodiversity.